Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day five. Day five, the scripture text is Luke chapter 16, verse 11. And it says, "So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches?" And the topic is about wasting money. And one of the first things that we see, you know, in that reading, and again, this is very autobiographical for me, is that I definitely wasted some money whenever I got into the overeating. And I thought about, I've been thinking a lot, you know, you've heard me speak a lot about besetting sins, because mine, of course, one of the biggest ones is the overeating, but there are other types of sin. But the thing is that, yes, it does cling, and it also has an unrest about it, you know, and it sets up kind of like a craving. And how do I deal with a craving? How do I deal with unrest? Well, I used to deal with cravings and unrest by running to food, but I also could run to wasting some money and wasting the time. I thought about one of the things that you share a lot, Kathleen, about when you go into the grocery store, and how that feeling I can get now, the feeling is over you. And what I felt the other day, my husband and I had to go to Target. We needed to, I had tried to get a doll for one of my granddaughter's birthday. I had tried to get it online, but it was all caught up. And then I found out it was at a particular store, Target, and I can go and pick it up. So we were there. But I haven't been in Target in a long time. I don't know where I've been. But boy, it was a double Target. It was two floors of Target stuff. And it was cute stuff. I'm not talking, you know, not, you know, stuff that you just don't even need, but it's so cute. I came in the store, it was like, well, maybe I need this, you know, and whatever. Then it was like, oh, wait. And it was like, let's move it down here, because I can feel it in my heart that this could be a thing of stirring up unrest. The same sort of a thing that can happen when we get into food. You know, that is a fun type of, I'm going to have fun, whatever. So the bottom line is that I got to recognize what is going on there. And the solution is the same for both the food, for wasting money, for wasting time, for, you know, getting into gossiping and all the other stuff. I got to get back to a place of peace. And it was actually two Bible verses that came to my mind. One is this one. Psalm 46:10. And Psalm 46:10 says, part of it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And so when I start feeling that unrest for whatever reason, whether it is bad unrest or whether it is, ooh, joyful unrest, you know, like, woo, you know, sort of a thing, it is, let me pull it in. Let me pull it in again. Let me pull it in again and remember who I am. I'm not who I used to be. I'm anymore. I'm different. I'm a different person. And I don't want to go into amnesia and whatever. So Psalm 46:10, be still. Be still, it says, and know that God is God. You know, not even buying some little trinket that I don't need or, you know, whatever. I want to be peaceful so that I can hear him. I want to not waste any moment. I want to listen. And then the other scripture that came is this one, Matthew 11:28-30. Matthew 11:28-30. And it says, you know, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am humble. You know, I am meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, when I come to the Lord and he sort of gets me back to that place of, you know, of rest. And that's what I say, you know, rest for me is not that I'm going to lie down now, I'm going to sleep, put my feet up and whatever. The last part of that scripture says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I have work to do for the Lord right now. I have work to do for him. There are many ministries that he puts me in. I have the ministry of Bible for Food. I have the ministry of my church. I have the ministry of my home. I have the ministry of being a wife. I have the ministry of being a grandmother. I have the ministry of being the mother of adult children. You know, lots and lots that he has me to do. And I could feel overwhelmed. I could feel giddy. I could feel that, how am I going to get this done? I can be the opposite of unrest. And when I don't take care, and when the opposite of rest, I should say, and when I don't take care of the unrest, then yeah, I look to stuff. Well, I don't look to food today, but if I'm not careful, I can look to wasting money. I could look to wasting time. I could look to ragging on people and forgetting the calling on my life. That, you know, the person that I'm ragging on, the person that I am hateful toward, the person that, you know, whatever, that I'm not doing the job that God has for me. God has left me here to bring the good news to all people. He has done that. All people, not, and it has nothing to do with who I choose. You know, I don't choose, you know, not person. So if somebody is misbehaving and I, or someone has been caught in a sin and I use that time to, you know, point out their nakedness and, you know, to go on and on and on and on and on and on. About that, I'm not doing the work that God has called me to do. That, you know, when that situation, when things have happened, that people have done something and is all out in the open, you know, and I use it as an opportunity to put myself, you know, higher or whatever, and then I'm missing it. I'm not called to fight anything, no people. The real battle for me is spiritual for me. And so when people are misbehaving, I need to pray for their escape. When they're caught in a sin, I need to pray that they see it and for their escape. And then in the meantime, to keep teaching all people around me how to stand firm against the real enemy, how to see the real enemy, and how to stand firm against that enemy. And I have to tell you this, if I'm in my food, if I was into food, whether I am in food obsession, food compulsion, or body image and appearance, at that very moment, I'm missing an opportunity to really experience life as God died to give to me. It's a wonderful way to live in peace where I am not fighting people. I'm not fighting anyone or anything. That I have learned to be still. Be still and know that God is God. And to do the work that he calls me to do. To bring this gospel message wherever I have been. And so wherever I am. And so like it says in this reading, Jesus is the Lord of my life. I don't own anything. I don't own any time. I don't own any gifts or talents or anything. They are his. I have been crucified with him. God is on the throne, and I can do a little spot check to see, am I believing that? I can do it by the peace. His peace in me testifies that he's on the throne. Also, his selfless love for others verifies that. Am I still, fighting somebody or hating somebody or having to expose nakedness in people in order for me to look good? No. No, I don't need to do that. And so, no, I don't want to do that. And so the prayer is the same for me. Dear Father, I pray that I am finished with wasting money, wasting time, wasting whatever you want to call it, that I want to minister to God's people. And I don't know any greater joy. I don't know any greater joy than to direct people to the Word of God and to direct them to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what I want to do today. And so I'm finished with wasting time, money, whatever. And when I have a craving to realize that that is just an unrest, something is happening and I have unrest, and let me turn to you, Lord. Let me turn to you and find my delight in you alone. Let me be filled with your love and empower me to go through my day unselfishly and to give to those in need, just like so many people do that for me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.